It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Huttle. When Fibber and Molly sit down and relax, you might hear them say something like this.
You know, McGee, taking off your shoes is one of the best feelings in the world, next to coming home.
Yep.
Bet most of us don't think about coming home at all until we think about how we'd feel if we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go along month after month paying rent on your apartment or paying off the mortgage on your home with never a thought to what might happen if you...
Now, hold on there, kiddo. Wait a minute. Just remember, there is one way to make sure your home stays your home, and that's with a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, with this plan included in your insurance program, you don't have to worry about keeping a roof over your family's head. The Prudential Insurance Company guarantees the money to pay off the mortgage on your home, even if Dad dies unexpectedly before it's all paid.
Oh, McGee, that's wonderful. How much does it cost?
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed.
I think the Prudential's Home Protection Plan is a wonderful idea. And if you think so, too, call your Prudential agent and let him tell you about the mortgage cancellation plan, or if you live in an apartment, Prudential's rent payment plan.
Take care of it soon, huh?
Yesterday, Mr. and Mrs. McGee went down and fought City Hall to get the holes and bumps in their street repaired. And they won, too. Only now, Mr. McGee has to get 80% of the property owners to sign a petition before the paving will begin.
You see, Les, all you have to do is put your John Henry right here on the dotted line, and we'll have that street out in front looking as smooth as a baby's brow. What you say?
Well, now, I'd sure like to, Mr. McGee. Only one thing, you see...
I must say, I can't understand your hesitation, Les.
Well,
My gosh, I thought you being my next-door neighbor and all, you'd be the first guy to sign this petition. I mean, it ain't as if a stranger asked you to sign something and you don't know anything about. This is me, McGee, your probably closest friend.
Well, I know, and I sure appreciate being the first one you asked, Mr. McGee. Why, ordinarily, I'd sign right up, but you see that...
It ain't as if you haven't beefed about the shape that street's in as much as I have, Les. If you want to call this worn-out imitation of a backwoods cowpath a street, all you got to do to get it fixed is just sign.
Well, that's what I say. It's a fine idea, and I'd be real glad to sign up with you.
Only I mean, all I'm asking is your sig, you know. I'm not getting anything out of this.
Well, I know that. I was saying to Sally, I said...
I just happen to be the type of guy that he's civic-minded. Just sign right here.
Well, I've been trying to tell you, Mr. McGee, I really would like to sign it, but I can't because I...
Oh, why can't you sign it for Pete's sake? Look, I'm running my legs off on this thing, Lester. I need your signature because I got to get 80% of all the property owners or they won't pave it.
That's why I can't sign.
What?
Because I'm not a property owner, Mr. McGee. Don't you remember? You yourself rented this house to me. It belongs to Mr. Ingram.
Yeah, I lost sight of that, Les.
I tell you, I'll write to him in Chicago if you want me to. I'm sure that he...
Hey, what's wrong with me? I'm Ingram's legal and Dully appointed agent.
Well, don't you mean Dooley instead of Dully?
Let's leave Dooley out of this when I act so Dully. Why, I leased you this place, Les. I collect the rent every month. I guess I can sign Ingram's name by me underneath. Sorry I disturbed you, Les. I should have took this up with myself in the first place. Good afternoon. Is the lady of the house my friend Teeny this afternoon?
Oh, gee. Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Hi.
I'm fine, I betcha, but my dog, Margaret, he's in the doghouse.
Well, that's a good place for a dog. No, don't tell me about it. Where's your mama?
Margaret's in the doghouse because my Aunt Clara's coming over, and she don't like dogs. Mm-hmm. She's scared of them.
Why is she scared of dogs? Some little terrier bite her one time, or did some Doberman pinch her?
That's an awful old joke, mister.
Well, never let the age of a joke spoil your enjoyment, Teeny, or you'll go through life having a wonderful memory, but a terrible time. Now, go tell your mama I'm here.
My mama knows you're here, I betcha.
How do you know your mama knows I'm here?
I know it.
You know what?
I know she knows, and you know how I know she knows? Just because I know.
Look, Teeny, I haven't got time to play games with you today. You just trot back in and tell her I'm here to see her about a lumpy, bumpy, broke-up street in front of her house.
Oh, she won't be interested, mister. We already got one.
Yeah?
We got a lumpy, bumpy, broke-up street. See? See right out there?
I know you got one. I want to get rid of it.
Oh, but gee, Mr. McGee, if we get rid of the street, how'll we get to the other side where Willie Toops lives?
Oh, for the...
We gotta have a street there because how'll we keep the sidewalks apart if we haven't got a street?
Yeah, but...
And if there wasn't a street, that'd be ridiculous. Mama! Hey, Mama, Mr. McGee wants to take our street away.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. Here is a scene that could happen in your doctor's office. A doctor's advice to Tom Cook.
You're in excellent health, but a word of caution. There's no need for you to take laxatives regularly.
Is that really true, doctor?
Yes. 5 New York doctors now have proved you can break the laxative habit and regain that wonderful feeling that goes with natural regularity. 83% of the cases tested did it. So can you.
That's great, doctor, but how do I do it?
Stop taking whatever you now take. Instead, every night for 1 week, take 2 Cotter's Little Liver Pills. Second week, 1 each night. Third week, 1 every other night. Then, nothing. Every day, drink plenty of liquids. Put yourself on schedule.
But how can Cotter's help break the laxative habit, doctor?
Because Cotter's not only relieve irregularity, they also improve the flow of liver bile that's needed for natural regularity. When worry, overeating, overwork make you irregular temporarily, take Cotter's temporarily and don't get the laxative habit. Get Cotter's Little Liver Pills, only 43 cents. Break your laxative habit. Restore your natural powers of regularity.
This is the last block, Molly.
Good. It's working out pretty well.
Yep. So if you'll take this side of the street, I'll work the other side. We ought to be finished by dinner.
Right. What about the house on the corner here?
And Fossbinders? Skip them. I tried them old fogies this morning. Must have talked half an hour, and the result was very detergent.
Detergent?
Yep. No soap. The Fossbinders enjoy watching them chug holes bust the axles on the wheels of progress.
Oh, dear.
In fact, it was right in front of Fossbinder's house that the Progress Laundry Company truck snapped a rear axle just yesterday.
Well.
Old Fossbinder laughed so hard he popped a button off his shoes. And he's the type of guy.
Hello there, kid. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. What you doing?
Hi, old-timer.
We're out canvassing the neighborhood today, getting a petition signed to repave the street.
Well, give it here, daughter. I'm a great one for signing petitions.
I'm sorry, old-timer. I'm afraid you don't qualify. You see, you got to be a property owner on Wistful Vista Street.
Then hand it here, son, and quit yakking. I'm your man. You're looking at the sole owner of the property known as number 23 Wistful Vista, vacant lot down the street.
I didn't know you owned a lot.
Been trying to sell it for years. Only nibble I had was from a goat that was tethered there last summer.
How come you can't sell it?
Tell you why, if you promise not to blat it all over town, Johnny. Oh, I dream of the impossible. I'll tell you anyway. It's haunted, kids.
A haunted vacant lot?
I knew you'd blat it all over town. It's haunted by the spirit of the original owner, Chief Nahu Wanke. That means Chief Black Teeth who got that way from biting the dust so frequently.
Why is old Earth Eater spooking up your property?
He claims it's still his.
Yeah?
You see, my grandpappy done him out of it in the old pioneer days.
Is that all grandpappy got, a 40-foot lot?
That's all the chief owned.
Oh,
they held a famous historic duello over that piece of frontage.
A duel, huh? What'd they use, tomahawks, flintlocks, knives?
Nope. It was a kicking contest.
A kicking contest, eh?
I suppose your grandfather kicked the winning goal or Indian or something, huh?
Yep, daughter. But the chief yelled foul. Claimed grandpappy didn't win fair and square. Says grandpappy ignored the rules. Kicked him in the end zone. Why, that duello was where and when that famous old Indian expression began, kids.
What famous old Indian expression?
I'm glad you asked me that, son. When my grandpappy kicked Chief Nahu Wanke out of bounds, the Indian uttered one single word. Made it up, in fact, as he sailed through the air. He said, ugh.
Aw, oh, for the love of...
Well, sir, there was a big crowd of Indians around, and they picked it up, and pretty soon it got to be quite a common saying. And if Grandpappy had only thought to copyright that word, ugh, and then charged all the Indians just one penny every time they used the expression, why, today we'd probably own the Grand Canyon filled with pennies.
Oh.
Where do I sign?
Right here.
Right here? Good. There you are. Well, see you at the next Indian uprising, kids. I'll send you smoke signals.
That you, Molly?
Yes, Terry. I've been all the way up and down the block, and I have everybody except the Ginnigers, who are out of town, and that Miss Stone, who won't open her door for anything less than a court order.
Let me check over your petition quick. Let me see how many signers we got. I got mine all added up. Let me see.
There are 120 pieces of property on the street, right?
Yep, and according to the city, we got to get the signatures of 80% of them. That's about, now let's see, 80% is 20 off of... 20.
80% of 120 is 96 signatures.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, 96, huh?
That's what we have to get before they pave the street.
Oh, no.
Huh?
Dad rat it, 94 is all we got. Oh, no, 95, including the old-timers.
95, and we need 96. Oh, dear, well, we just have to go back and try to get one more.
No, it's not a chance. The rest of them stingy, selfish, uncivic-minded characters wouldn't sign the Declaration of Independence. It just makes my blood boil.
Oh, now, take it easy. Just let your blood simmer down. We've got the 96 names.
Huh? We have? What'd I do? Add wrong? I count wrong?
Nah, you overlooked somebody.
Who?
You didn't ask the most important man on the block to sign this thing, McGee.
I didn't? How'd I miss the most important? Who? Who is he?
A sterling, public citizen, civic-minded leading citizen by the name of Fibber McGee.
What? Well, imagine me forgetting me.
Yeah.
Give me a pen, quick. Where do I... Oh, I sign right here. Boy, oh boy, I told you we'd do it. I'll take this down to City Hall and get this street paid before you...
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
I say it's a good idea.
What's a good idea, Granny?
Country Gentleman is changing its name to Better Farming.
Today, the top farmers in the country are producing twice as much and making twice as much money. Farming is changing, and changing for the better. And it's the aim of Country Gentleman to help every farmer get the most and best out of his farm. So in January, Country Gentleman, America's oldest farm magazine, makes the name and the aim the same, Better Farming. If you're a farmer or operate a farm, we invite you to subscribe to Better Farming. Simply send $2 with your name and address to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You'll get 3 full years of Better Farming. Remember, an average farmer gets 150 eggs from every hen and loses money. A better farmer gets 200 eggs and makes money. Subscribe to Better Farming, Department A, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So everything's all set, eh, McGee?
Yep. I took that petition down to City Hall to the street commissioner's office and handed it to him myself. Personal.
Good. What'd he say?
Well, he says, we'll schedule this paving as soon as we get around to it, Mr. McGee.
Uh-oh.
So I says, okay, bud. I'll just wait here till you get around to it, I says. Then I closed his transom, pulled down the windows, sat down on his desk, casual-like, and lit one of my special alfalfa Corona cigars.
What happened?
The paving crew will be here tomorrow morning, bright and early. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Bill Thompson as the old-timer and Robert Easton as Les. Well, tomorrow the street is scheduled to be paved. Will they do it? Will McGee be flattened out by the steamroller? Will you be with us?
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.